Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Janine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hey there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Today's episode, I'm going to be talking about those supplements that are sitting in your cabinet. You got a whole bunch of them there. Maybe you're taking a handful of supplements each morning and you're thinking to yourself, do I really need all these? Are these even working for me? How can I simplify my routine but still get good results with my health? Well, you're not alone. Many people come into my office with bags of supplements specifically to ask me, do they need them? Is there any problem with taking this certain supplement? And when we dive deeper, I find that they don't even know if it's working. They don't know if it's helping because they've never retested their levels. Maybe they found out at one time they were low in something and they just kept taking a certain supplement. Then sometimes there's other supplements that we're taking because a friend recommended us them or someone at a supplement store recommended the certain item. And then we have the supplements that sit in the back of our cabinet for years. And you pull them out and you think, oh, I should probably save this because I might need it someday. But really, what are you going to use it for? And then there's the folks who see that their supplement's just about to expire and they just start taking it to try to finish it because they don't want to waste their money, but they don't know if that supplement actually ever helped them or not. Is this you? Does this sound like you? Well, I'll tell you what, you're not alone. I actually have a cabinet full of supplements at my house too, and I have to go through this same kind of supplement purging regimen every so often. And you know what? I've decided, along with all the other patients that I've been seeing and talking to about this, that it's time to simplify the supplement regimen. It really is. And I think a lot of people wonder, like, am I wasting my time with this particular supplement? Is it even worth it? I mean, the number one thing that a lot of people question me about is multivitamins. Do we really need a multivitamin? Well, it's true that our food isn't as nutrient dense as it used to be. But when I test levels of nutrients in folks, sometimes I don't see any need for a multivitamin. Sometimes I see needs for B vitamins. But how do we absorb B vitamins? Our gut bugs. And so having good gut health really is key to absorbing your nutrients and your vitamins and minerals. So it leads back to the question, well, if our food isn't as nutrient dense and our guts are trashed because we're stressed, probably we should be taking supplements. I don't know. Well, my answer is probably not what you're gonna think. I personally myself don't take a lot of supplements. In fact, sometimes I take breaks from them for months at a time. So the purpose of today's podcast is really to dive into what do you really need and how to simplify your supplement routine. Because I think a lot of us get into the, I want to be healthy, so I want to do every single thing and take every single thing I can to be healthy. But if you're overloading your receptors in your body when you're trying to take all of these different supplements, are you doing more harm than you're doing good? I would say in some cases, it's definitely possible. In my office, I often see levels of vitamin B12 really elevated in folks who take B12 supplements on the regular for energy. I also will see vitamin D levels go super high once someone's found out they've had vitamin D deficiency, and then they keep taking vitamin D over and over and over again and don't take a break. I've also seen hormones become skewed when someone's been taking supplements for their hormones or even using bioidentical hormones without taking a break with the hormones. So what I'm saying here is that I don't think we need to be taking supplements consistently day in, day out, unless we've discovered a concrete connection between the benefit of that supplement
and a negative outcome, such as in the case of folks with pretty severe acid reflux. Taking deglycerized licorice root, so that's DGL, deglycerized licorice root, before a meal can really help. It's kind of like basically helping heal your esophageal lining from damage that happens every time your food comes up because of acid reflux. Now, a lot of people will just take Tums. Tums doesn't help with that, and Tums actually can cause mineral deficiencies. So in that case, you might need it day in, day out. Same thing goes with digestive enzymes. A lot of folks have just really reduced their amount of enzymes that the body produces, whether it's just due to life or stress or age, but you might find that you need these things. So number one in simplifying your supplements is taking certain ones out to see if you feel any different. And ideally, you'll want to do this at least a week or two to see what happens. So try it out. And for those of you out there that take at least 15 or so supplements, this could be a little tricky at first. But the idea would be looking at the more obscure supplements, like your random superfood antioxidant supplements. Now, while these might be trendy and they might sound like they pack a huge healthful punch, really, if you eat your fruits and vegetables, even though, yes, they don't have as much nutrients as they used to 100 plus years ago, you're still going to get benefit from them and you're still going to be healthier than loading yourself with a whole bunch of high potency antioxidants and spending a lot of money on them. Now, the other common problem with supplements is that a lot of them have toxins in them. They might have dyes, colors, talc, and even, you know, magnesium stearate, which is in a lot of different things, when it builds up over time, could be a problem too. So if you're taking 15 different supplements and they all have magnesium stearate in it, that could be a problem. So I'm not going to go into that in this podcast, but it is episode 105. I do talk all about toxins and supplements. So you can refer back to that if you want to learn a little bit more about if your supplements you are taking could be toxic. But for today's podcast, we're talking about simplifying your routine. So number one in their routine is really testing to see if these supplements work for you or not. Number two is looking at how many supplements you are currently taking. If you're taking over 5 supplements in a day, it may be too much. Now, granted, there are cases in which someone's on a certain protocol. And with certain protocols, you should have a doctor monitoring this for you, or maybe you're in charge of the protocol so that if you're taking more than 5 supplements in a given time, you're going to stop them eventually so that you just don't keep going on and on and on with this ridiculous amount of supplements. So in the case of a detox, I do a couple detoxes a year. I will end up taking probably 7 to 10 supplements in that time frame, but I don't do it for more than 2 weeks at a time. So keep that in mind. Or if you're killing yeast or bacteria, things like that in your gut, you might be taking things for a little bit longer and you might have more supplements in that case, but it's a regimen, right? You're going to stop it because your poor kidneys. Your kidneys and your liver have to deal with all of these supplements. And to be honest with you, I have seen people have issues with kidney failure because of taking too much of the supplements. So common misconception here is that because they're supplements, because maybe they're herbs, they're going to be healthier for you. They're not going to have the same issues as medications. That's not entirely true. So number three, in our case of trying to simplify your program for your supplements, is figure out if you have any interactions amongst your supplements in terms of the medications that you're taking. You can find this out easily, drugs.com. There's an interactions checker, and there's quite a few supplements on there. And you can double check in terms of the ingredients in your supplements combined with your pharmaceutical medications, because there are some interactions. You don't want to be making yourself sick and spending so much money to maintain your supplement regimen. The next thing is determining what you want to be taking supplements for. What are your main conditions that you're trying to correct or maintain? And in this case, looking back at the supplements that you currently have and looking back at number one, when I said seeing if the supplements work for you for X, Y, or Z condition. So if you found ones that are working for you, what certain symptoms did they help you with?
So in step number four, you're wanting to connect the symptoms and the supplements. So what symptoms do you have that these supplements are helping you with? Are you tired? Is X, Y, or Z supplement helping you with fatigue? Are you having insomnia? Does this particular supplement help you with insomnia? Does this particular supplement help you with acid reflux? Whatever it may be, you need to write that down so that you know why you're taking these certain things. If you have no identifiable reason or connection, so for example, you're taking a particular supplement that you're like, I don't know if it helps me or not. Don't waste your money on it. Get rid of it. Ditch it. I don't care. Just get rid of it. You don't need it. So then the next step would be planning for how long you're going to be on a certain supplement. So what you're doing here is creating a little bit of a checks and balances system. Because unfortunately, a lot of people start taking these supplements and they take them for infinity. They don't know when to start or stop or end or take a break or what. Typically, it takes about 3 months for a deficiency to go away when you're supplementing, along with eating right and taking care of yourself. So, I mean, chilling out, breathing, having fun, things of that nature. So you want to plan like, okay, if you are going to take a multivitamin, and the multivitamin has a little bit higher of B vitamins because you've been told in the past you're low in B vitamins, or you're finding that this multivitamin helps you with energy. Okay, great. Take it for 3 months. And then stop it. Take a break for a month and see how you feel. If you feel just fine after that month, probably don't need the high amounts of B vitamins. You probably could drop to a multivitamin with lower Bs. Now, of course, in a perfect world, I would have people testing. And I'm going to talk about those tests in a second. But the idea here is stop the supplement, see if you feel different after a certain amount of time. If you're going to write in a detox, okay, great, make yourself a protocol. If you're going to work on your gut lining repair, great, make yourself a protocol, because a lot of people are taking collagen peptides and they take it for infinity. Unless you have Crohn's or colitis or some serious gut issues, you don't need to be on these supplements for life. So for those of you out there who just want to work on your gut lining, one bottle of collagen peptides. Stop it. See how your gut does. Same thing goes with probiotics. A lot of people are on probiotics for infinity. I think it's important to rotate them, but I also think it's important to take breaks from them. I do it all the time. And sometimes I'll stop and then work on fermented foods for a little bit. And notice I said fermented foods, not kombucha. Do not believe that kombucha is going to help you with repopulating your gut microbiome. But the idea here is going on and off with your supplements. Plus, another amazing way is soil-based probiotics. Eat plant matter from your own garden if you can. You'll get good bacteria there. So I actually take a break from probiotics during the summer because I'm growing my own produce and making sauerkraut and all kinds of other fun stuff. So it's a fun time for me to work on my gut naturally that way. Now, of course, if you're having an acute flare-up of something, say you've got pain, right? You hurt yourself. All right, well, you're on a regimen, right? You're going to give yourself 3 months to take turmeric, say, to help with your pain. Or say that you're working on your cholesterol. Of course, diet and exercise are going to help get that cholesterol down, so is eating right, like I said, diet. But you want to see if the herbs that you're taking or the fish oil that you're taking is actually working. So you got to take it for a little bit and then test, see what's going on. You can get your cholesterol labs from your regular doc. It takes 3 months for supplements such as fish oil or plant sterols to change things in the system. Same thing goes with blood sugar. If you're trying to get your blood sugar in check, berberines, those guys, you want to be on them for 3 months before you recheck your hemoglobin A1C. So you get the idea here. You want to be testing. Now, in terms of certain protocols, now say you're trying to lose weight, say you're trying to have you want a detox, say you want to work on your gut lining. Like I said before, plan it out, write it out in a schedule for yourself and how long you're going to be on these certain items and how many bottles you need so that you're not building up more bottles in the house. So what tests do you need to do to see what vitamins you need? Well, if you want to get really specific, NutriEval by Genova is a great test that combines urine and blood to let you know about your nutrient deficiencies, as well as how well your metabolism's working, from breaking down fats, proteins, and carbs, to figuring out if you have heavy metal toxins and things of that nature. You can get that right at the time of this recording. It's $379 cash. It's quite comprehensive, and yeah, it's a lot of money, but you know, I think the information's worth it. SpectraCell micronutrient analysis is another type of test where you can look at your nutrients, and you can look at your vitamins, your minerals. You also look at your fatty acid components in the body. Now, white blood cells are what they use in the SpectraCell test, so that's kind of cool. Now, there's also an organic acids test by Great Plains Lab that I really like as well. And this is looking at, do you have gut bugs? Do you have yeast? Do you have overgrowth of bacteria? How's your metabolism doing? It also does check some of your vitamins as well. Now, you can order from your doc general lab numbers, such as B12, folate. You can get red blood cell analysis of your magnesium, your copper, things of that nature, but you're going to pay a little bit for it. So I do recommend looking into discount labs online. There are a lot of them these days, all kind of do the same thing. It's just a matter of which one you choose. There's also hair mineral analysis, which isn't exactly my favorite, but it is still out there, so I'm going to mention it in terms of knowing where your nutrients are at and also heavy metal toxicities. And hair mineral analysis, you can repeat relatively cost-effective. It's not too expensive, somewhere in the $70 to $100 range. And that one's pretty nice for repeat testing if you're going to be doing experiments on yourself where you need more repetitive testing. Now, if all of these items are sounding way over your head, of course, go see a naturopathic doctor or a functional medicine doc. There are lots of us online now who do telemedicine visits and everything, so something to think about. But I do think it's important to know what you're deficient in before you start just stabbing in the dark and guessing what supplements you do need. Because like I had mentioned before, I do see some imbalances in folks that could be causing issues further down the road if they keep taking these same supplements over and over again. So one of the biggies is really just finding out if the things that you're taking are actually doing something for you. So like I said, let's go through my five steps here. You want to see if they're working for you. Stop them for like 2 weeks and see if any of your symptoms that you have had or noticed come back. You kind of know if you're tired and if the supplements were helping you. You just maybe don't have it at the forefront of your mind till you stop the actual supplement. Same thing goes with gut. Does your gut get wonky or weird if you stop something, wait 2 weeks? Just assessment here. Now, number two, how many supplements are you really taking? Because this is a big deal. You know, if you test them and you're going from one thing to the other and you're like, man, I'm taking so many different supplements and I don't even necessarily know what I'm taking them for, that's a problem. And really, in my practice, I don't recommend more than five supplements at a time, and one of those being a multivitamin for a baseline and the rest of them being trying to correct certain symptoms or certain conditions that one may have. So a basic multi. My favorite basic multi, by the way, is twice daily multivitamin by Designs for Health. That's kind of my favorite one. Or the other one that I really like, which is a whole foods vitamin, is the Mega Foods multivitamin. So those are my faves. Now, there's a lot of vitamins out there that have big mixes of herbs and things of that nature in them. So the women over 40 ones sometimes will have herbs to balance hormones, and the males over 50 will have ones. You know what? It could get tricky with those herbs. And like I mentioned in step number three, the interactions with medications you might be taking, or interactions between herbs, two herbs, if you're taking two herbs that don't get along with each other, these can be big issues. So that's why it's important to check out the interactions of these particular herbs and medications. So drugs.com for looking with medications and herbs or supplements. And then you can find online at a lot of different resources, and I'll put them on my website at drjkrausnd.com. You can see what supplements and herbs will interact with other supplements and herbs. So check that out. Now, number four in the step is really connect your symptoms to the reasons you're taking these certain supplements. So I know that number one and number four sound very similar, but really the idea in number one is to get you thinking about
what are these supplements doing for me? And number four is really to get you to hammer it down. So if you don't have an identifiable reason for taking a certain supplement, then ditch it. And then number five, planning for certain protocols. So say you've been taking these 15 supplements for the last 2 years and you don't really know if they're helping you, and you have like a clear idea of what your symptoms are, and you want to write those down, of course, and then you want to look at your supplements and find out which ones address which of your symptoms, or which ones are supposed to be addressing which of your symptoms. And then really take a good look at, am I feeling any better when I don't take them? And plan in terms of a protocol to help you with going, okay, if I'm not really feeling better with them, perhaps I need to switch to something different. This is when you want to see a natural medicine doc, or you want to see a functional medicine provider, because they can help you with creating a plan. The other side of this, though, is if you have elevated cholesterol, you just went to the doc, you found out you have elevated cholesterol, you've been taking fish oil for a while, but you're not seeing any results with just fish oil. Okay, well, see how clean your particular fish oil is. By the way, Nordic Naturals is my favorite. And then what you want to do is make yourself a protocol. Okay, I'm going to eat better. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to take my fish oil, and I'm going to have some plant sterols with it, for example. And you're going to put those all together, and that's going to be your plan for 3 months. You're going to retest your cholesterol and see where you're at. Same thing goes if you have blood sugar issues. Berberines. Berberine 500 by Integrative Therapeutics is my favorite supplement for helping with balancing blood sugar. And you're going to take that along with changing your diet, getting some more exercise. You wait 3 months and you see if your labs change. These are things that you plan for so that you're not taking these day in, day out. Say you have gas and bloating, say you have constipation, whatever it may be, maybe you have diarrhea. You like go, okay, I'm going to take my probiotic. Great. Note your probiotic, start taking your probiotic, wait 3 months, see if you feel any better. And 3 months is a little exaggerated. That's like a month on a probiotic, you should know by then. And if you feel better, great. Stop the probiotic, see how your gut does. If it doesn't feel any better, things go back to where you were, start taking it again. It's all about checks and balances. You need to retest these things and not keep taking them day in, day out. So there you have it. That is my main plan for helping you to weed out what is in your cabinet. Now, of course, if anything's expired, just ditch it. And if you put your supplements in somewhere other than your bathroom, that's going to help them to last longer. Also, of course, not in direct sunlight. So in a cabinet in the kitchen, perfect. One that's not right next to your stove. So, of course, heat exposure as well makes a big difference. But get rid of all those expired supplements that are like 5 years old and you have no idea why you have them anymore. They're not going to help you out. And if you're wondering about toxicities, go over to my podcast, episode 105, and you can find out about the supplements that you have toxic, and learn about the supplement brands that I recommend. I mentioned a couple in this podcast, but there's a lot more. So go out, check out what you got in your supplement cabinet, and weed out some of the junk and get to the basics. Just simplify your supplement routine. Your stress levels will go down, and your gut and your kidneys and your liver will thank you. Alrighty, if you want the step-by-step list, head over to my podcast notes at drjkrausnd.com. This is episode 125. Alrighty, folks, you have survived another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Have a great day, whatever you're doing.
Hey everybody, Dr. Janine Krause here. If you liked what you heard today, then head over to drjkrausnd.com to find my free resources and information to know when I post something new that's juicy that you might want to check out. Plus, head over to where you get your podcasts and like, subscribe, and write a review to help get the word out about me and help others at the same time to find me. It really does help, and I really appreciate all of your reviews.